is Aunt Dee, and it's good to be back with you again. What is it you're always going to remember?
Jesus loves me!
Good job! Let's continue our study of the patriarchs. At the top of a clean sheet of paper, write the words Abraham and Isaac. Write today's date and your memory verse. At the bottom of the page, write number 7. After the story today, you will draw a picture of the story and then add your page to your storybook. In the life of Abraham, he had experience when his faith was tested. And sometimes he didn't make the very best choices, but regardless of some of his unwise choices, he kept his faith in God. And the Bible shows us the strengths and weaknesses of the characters in the Bible. People in the Bible were just like us. And no matter where Abraham lived, he always made him a place to pray to the only true and living God, because his God had proven himself to Abraham.
Without faith, it's impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible to please God. He who comes to God must believe that he is, and he rewards.
When Abraham was 100 years old, God gave Abraham the promised son, Isaac. Abraham's faith had been tested many times, but he was about to face the hardest test he had ever faced. Abraham's God commanded Abraham to offer up Isaac as a sacrifice. What? Offer up Isaac to God? Christian and Olivia, what is our memory verse?
Abraham believed God.
Good job. God had called Abraham from his idolatrous country of Ur, where they took the lives of children. It made no sense that God would ask that of Abraham. And on top of that, God had promised Abraham a son, and Abraham had waited 25 years for that son. And now, God wanted Isaac back? What kind of God is Abraham's God? What do you think Abraham should do? This is a big test. Let's see what Abraham does. Genesis 22 tells us what happened. God said, Abraham. Abraham said, Here I am. God said, Take Isaac to Moriah and offer him for a burnt offering. Abraham, Isaac, and two of Abraham's friends began their journey to Moriah. When Abraham saw the place, he told his two friends to stay there, and he and Isaac would go farther and would come again. Did you hear Abraham speaking words of faith? He said, I and the lad will come again to you. Wow, what faith! Christian and Olivia, what was that verse?
Abraham believed God.
As they journeyed, Isaac questioned, We have wood for the fire, and something to start the fire, and a knife to kill the sacrifice, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham said, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering." When they arrived at the place, Abraham built an altar and laid the wood on the altar and then began to tie up Isaac. He then placed Isaac on top of the wood. Esther, what was our Bible verse?
Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Then Abraham took out a knife. And then the angel of the Lord called. Abraham, Abraham. Abraham said, "Here I am." The angel said, "Do not do anything to Isaac, because now I know you fear God and will not withhold Isaac from me." Then, behind Abraham, a ram was stuck in some bushes. Abraham saw it. And Abraham got the ram and offered up the ram as a sacrifice to God. And Isaac didn't have to die. Then the angel of the Lord said, "All nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed me." So Abraham and Isaac went back to the two friends, and they all went home. When Abraham left home, he didn't know how things were going to turn out. He just knew two things. Number one, he could trust his God, And number two, he was always going to obey his God, no matter what his God asked him to do. Let's review our story. God told Abraham to offer up his son Isaac as a sacrifice. The Bible doesn't say anything about Abraham being happy about what God said do. But Christian and Olivia, what did the Bible say about Abraham?
Abraham believed God.
Then the Bible said, when Abraham was about to take Isaac's life, an angel of the Lord told Abraham not to offer up Isaac because God saw Abraham love God so much he was willing to do anything God asked of him.
When we walk with the Lord in the
about this. Think of someone you really love. Now think, what would you do if God asked you to give up someone you really love? Is there anyone you could not give up if God wanted to take them from your life? Your answer and my answer let us know how much or how little we trust God and are willing to obey God.
It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my father, not my mother, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my sister, not my brother, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
think about it this way. Because of Adam and Eve's sin, they were driven from the presence of God. And because of their sin, all people are born in sin. God is holy and does not allow any sin in His presence. But faith like Abraham had, makes us accepted with God. Boys and girls, one time when my little girl was sick with a high fever, I knelt by her bed and prayed for her to get well. While praying, I suddenly thought about Abraham being asked to give up Isaac. I began to think, what if God is asking me to give up my little girl? What if she is going to die? Oh, my heart felt like it would break. I loved her so much. I didn't believe I could bear the pain of her dying. I stopped praying because I realized I loved my little girl more than I loved God. I felt ashamed as I thought about how much God loved me. I wanted faith like Abraham, faith to believe and obey God no matter what He asked of me. The Bible says God is a jealous God and does not want anyone or anything to come between us. God wants us to trust Him and love Him with all of our heart. I prayed to God to forgive me, and I told Him He could take my little girl if that's what He felt was best for me and best for my little girl. And yes, I cried. I cried because I felt my faith might be tested and God might take her. But I wanted what God wanted for me. I told God I loved Him more than I loved anyone. When I finished praying, my little girl didn't have a fever. She was well. She could have died, but God decided she would live. I learned a lot from that experience, and it made my faith stronger. Boys and girls, let's bow our head and pray. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross in our place. We should have died, but you died in our place. Thank you for faith that you have given to us, faith to believe in you, and faith to trust you for what is best for us, and faith to obey you, even when it causes us pain, to give up a future or people that we really love. Thank you for loving us, even when we don't love you with all of our heart. But help us that we will love you with all of our heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus in the morning, Jesus at the noontime. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus when the sun goes down. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him in the morning, praise Him at the noontime. Praise Him.
And Olivia, what was our Bible verse?
Abraham believed God.
Good job. And what is it that you are always going to remember?
Jesus loves me.
Good job. This is Aunt Dee saying goodbye until next time.
Bye, Aunt Dee.
Bye, Aunt Dee.
Bye, boys and girls. Aunt Dee Storytime presentations are non-profit. Groups featured on the program are Cedarmont Kids, St. John Children's Choir, Agape Music, Mary Rice Hopkins, and Jamie Souls.